5G forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 39, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 19, tonight mainly clear skies. Cloudy skies, tomorrow highs level off around 38. A dusting of snow today. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. Law enforcement officials in Douglas County continue to search for a man suspected of a 2022 armed robbery after learning another man wanted on child sex crimes had been found deceased. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the hunt for two wanted suspects in separate cases has now dwindled to one, as Chase Bishop, 22, was found deceased on Tuesday. Law enforcement officials said they are still in the search for Marcus T. Sanders, 29, of Lawrence. Governor Laura Kelly and Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed announced Tuesday more than $12 million in state funds will be awarded to 16 transportation construction projects across Kansas through the Kansas Department of Transportation's Cost Share Program for fall of 2023. This investment will leverage $7.2 million in community matching funds for a total investment of more than $19 million. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request the personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
A Burlingame woman was arrested after methamphetamine was allegedly found in her car during a traffic stop. The Osage County Sheriff's Office said that just after 11:20 Tuesday night, law enforcement officials stopped a vehicle near South Topeka and West Santa Fe Avenue in Burlingame due to a traffic violation. During the stop, the Sheriff's Office said illegal drugs were allegedly found, and as a result, the driver, Judith A. Mundy, 58, of Carbondale, was arrested. Mundy was booked into the Osage County Jail on possession of methamphetamine, also possession of drug paraphernalia. Wednesday night at 10:35, a 33-year-old man from Lebo was driving north on KS-99 south of Emporia. A 62-year-old man was traveling south on KS-99. The 33-year-old hit a deer that entered the road and then veered into the southbound lanes, hitting the 62-year-old man. Several people were injured in the accident and taken to area hospitals. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Call. State officials are urging vigilance after a strain of deadly avian flu was discovered in a small backyard flock in Colfax County. The warning from the Nebraska Department of Agriculture comes amid several confirmed cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in the nearby states of Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota. The deadly flu forced the slaughter of nearly 58 million birds last year. That's according to the Associated Press, though the death toll has been much smaller this year. A Grand Island teenager faces three felonies for his part in a deadly car crash earlier this month. Quentin Scroggin, 19, is charged in Hall County with motor vehicle homicide DUI and two counts of DUI causing serious injury, all felonies. He's also charged with first offense DUI and reckless driving, both misdemeanors. If convicted on the motor vehicle homicide charge, Scroggin could get up to 20 years in prison. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Christmas opening festivities planned this weekend, including Marysville Saturday, featuring breakfast with Santa at the Lincoln Center from 8 to 10 a.m., activities at the library, cartoons for the kids at Marshall County Abstract downtown, and a scavenger hunt at the historic courthouse, all running 10 to 2. Kester House and Pony Express Barn will be open, Carolers downtown, an Elf King and Queen contest and pet costume contest are at 1:30 at the historic courthouse. Santa's parade in Marysville is Saturday at 2, and he'll greet youngsters at his house on the Kester block until 4:30. Waterville celebrates Christmas on Commercial Street Saturday. Mrs. Claus story time at the library at 3:30. Kids crafts and activities downtown from 4 until 6, with Christmas wagon rides at 4, a Santa cruise at 4:30, and Santa's arrival at 5. A free will soup dinner at the community center is planned at 5:30, with drawings for hams, turkeys, and ground beef every half hour at 5:30, 6, and 6:30 Saturday evening in Waterville. A Frankfort hometown festival Saturday includes a farmer's market, 10 to 12:30, with Christmas candy. Santa is to arrive at 10:30 and will be downtown until noon. Bid on decorated themed trees on display at 119 North Kansas Avenue Saturday from 10 to 2. And a sippin' shop is planned Saturday afternoon at Frankfort Businesses from 2 until 6. Santa will stop in Washington Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. at Carrie Heitman's Photography Studio with kids' activities and treats. Lions will host a pancake feed. And the 43rd Annual Gifts and Goodies Craft Fair runs Saturday 8:30 till 2 in the old elementary building in Washington. A holiday lighted parade in Beatrice Saturday evening is planned at 5:30. The King Singers return to Marysville Saturday evening with a 7 p.m. performance in the Marysville High School Auditorium. The a cappella ensemble will perform Wish Upon a Star. $20 advance tickets available online at marshallcountyarts.org and at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office weekdays 10 to 2. Remaining tickets will be on sale at the door. On Sunday, the Marshall County Community Choir will showcase The Promise of a King along with a piano duet and the Evangelical United Church of Christ handbell ringers at 2 p.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church at 1500 North Street. Sunday evening in Palmer, a soup supper is planned at the cafe at 5, with kids' activities starting at 4. Santa's arrival and a number of other events throughout the early evening Sunday in Palmer. Marysville Chamber and Main Street is sponsoring a marketing workshop Monday, December 4th at 5:30 at the Arts Center. Anyone is welcome. A pair of separate injury automobile accidents Thursday afternoon, 5 and 6 miles south of Beatrice on U.S. 77, forced traffic diversion and a detour for a time. The first, where two cars were involved, was near Oak Road shortly after noon. At least one person airlifted from the scene to a Lincoln hospital, two others transported to Beatrice with injuries. The second accident, a mile further south, a short time later, was near Osage Road. A pickup reportedly struck the back of a semi. The pickup driver was also transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. A Major League Baseball pitcher with Marysville connections, Brian Dunsing, was inducted Sunday before last to the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame. He was born and spent early years here, the son of Kent and Sherry Dunsing, who moved to Omaha, the grandson of the late Melvin and Arlene Dunsing, and Lauren and Barb Roloff of Marysville.
And I was very fortunate to have a lot of family come up as well. My grandparents from Southern Marysville, and then aunt and uncle from Baby. I was never really expecting to go into the Nebraska Base Hall of Fame, and to be honest, wasn't even on my radar at all. But it was a fun day. Coach Rob Childress, my pitching coach when I was in college, the one that kind of introduced me, and I think that was like maybe one of the highlights of the night for me.
Brian Dunsing pitched for UNL, then with the Minnesota Twins. He'll be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend.
I'm very proud of the town. We always would come back as a kid, almost every weekend it seemed like, until I was about 12, 13, 14, somewhere in there. So I feel like I still grew up there a little bit. So I think it's important for my kids to know how it's different from them growing up here in Omaha compared to what it was like to grow up maybe in a small town.
Join the conversation Saturday morning, airing at 7:10 on KNDY.
How fortunate and blessed and lucky and all this kind of stuff, all this stuff had to happen for us to have that lifestyle that he remembers as a little kid. It's just really cool. I really like to see, how they can take that and, kind of run with it themselves. It doesn't matter where you come from or where you started, just there's so much in front of you. You gotta just work hard and keep at it.
The Central Branch Railroad was recently presented the We Can Award by the Kansas Sampler Foundation. Ann Walter, president of the Railroad Society, talks of the honor and other activities of that organization on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Arlene J. Eggerling, age 71 of Wymore, passed away November 28th. Funeral service is planned Monday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel Stateline Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Arlene Eggerling. Wilma J. Leidig, age 79, formerly of Washington, passed away October 26th. Any graveside service is planned Monday, December 4th at the Washington City Cemetery with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Wilma Leidig. Patricia J. Patty Wather, age 76, of Wymore, passed away November 25th. Graveside service is planned Tuesday, December 5th at 2 p.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with a visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Patty Wather. J.C. Chandler, age 25, passed away November 23rd. He was formerly of Frankfort, passed away after a long brain injury sustained in an automobile accident in 2016. Service will be held in Kansas and announced at a later date. Melinda A. Hagenmeyer, age 60, of Randolph, passed away November 24th. Memorial service is planned December 8th at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Melinda Hagenmeyer. Elder W. Al Losey, age 82, of Beatrice, passed away November 26th. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Fox Funeral Home in charge of Beatrice, in charge for Al Losey.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some snow showers today, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 20s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers into Saturday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And mostly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Some sunshine and a bit warmer into Sunday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Even warmer by Monday, mostly sunny skies with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Westerly winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. More sunshine Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, then clear skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Very warm as we head into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and clear Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 48, record high on this date 75, the average low 26, and the record low 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:28, sunset this evening at 5:05.
It may be the final month of the year, but December ranks number one in lots of ways. We will share a few of those today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 1st, the 335th day of the year. Singer and actress Bette Midler is celebrating a birthday. December may be the month number 12 on the calendar, but it ranks number one in lots of ways. Employment experts say it may be the best month to look for a job. January is a top hiring month, so now is a good time to introduce yourself to hiring managers. In the market for a car or a boat, the steepest discounts are usually found this month. If you're considering popping the question, you'll be in good company. December is the top month for marriage proposals, and stock investors say it's often a good month for market gains. A so-called Santa Claus rally has been a reliable trend in recent years. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about December at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Wichita State Shockers were able to add their eighth win on the season so far this year as they defeated the Richmond Spiders 80-68, as all of their starters were in double figures. Kobe Rogers led the group with 19, Xavier Bell had 17, Harlan Beverly with 13, and the two big men, Kenny Poto and Quincy Ballard, with 10 apiece. Here's what Paul Mills had to say about one of their eight wins.
Probably remember the loss more than you do the wins. I've said this before, but you know, you expect to win, you work to win, your team practices to win. So when you win, you're like, that's what we anticipated. So those losses kind of stick with you a little bit more. But again, all of these are growth opportunities, whether you win or whether you lose.
The next Shockers matchup is Sunday, December 3rd, against the Mizzou Tigers. Tomorrow, K-State has a matchup with North Alabama, and tonight, KU has a top five matchup with the reigning national champions, the UConn Huskies. Mid-American Network Sports.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
One of the best quarterbacks in Emporia State and MIAA history, Braden Gleason, is up for a very high honor. Gleason was named one of the nine finalists for the 2023 Harlan Hill Trophy. That's the NCAA Division II College Football Player of the Year. Gleason was a unanimous first-team All-MIAA selection at quarterback. He leads the nation in completion percentage, ranks second in touchdown passes, total offense, and points responsible for. Gleason and the Hornets take on Southern Nazarene December 2nd, in the Funtown RV Heritage Bowl in Corsicana, Texas. Two standouts took home big individual awards, including K-State senior Cooper Beebe and KU sophomore Austin Booker. Beebe was named the Big 12's Offensive Lineman of the Year for the second straight season, and Booker was named the Defensive Newcomer of the Year. Included on the first team are KU's Austin Booker, KU's Kobe Bryant, KU's Dominic Pooney, K-State's Ben Sennett, and K-State's Cooper Beebe. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs swept the season opener at Hiawatha on Thursday. Marysville boys winning convincing fashion 54-39, jumping to a 22-7 first quarter lead at a 36-17 halftime lead, and were paced by Willow Todd with 28 points. He was among six Bulldogs in double figures. Scott Brown went 10 deep on Thursday. Hiawatha led by Cameron Boswell with 11 points. Marysville 54, Hiawatha 39 in boys action. Marysville girls overcame the odds and came back to win 47-43. Two Marysville starters fouled out, three others with four fouls to finish the game. They sent Hiawatha to the line 23 times. They hit 17 of those. Contrast to Marysville, 6 of 11, and a very poor first half shooting for Marysville. Still, they win it by four, led by Della Rader, 15. 10 of those in the second half. Hiawatha's Kenzie Nelson led the way with 10. Analia Contreras added 10. Marysville 47, Hiawatha 43 in the season opener. Bulldogs home opener hosting Sabetha Friday live on P&Y.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville girls took Hiawatha 47-43, while Diller O'Dell beat Pawnee City 63-22. Marysville boys trimmed Hiawatha 54-39, while Diller O'Dell edged Pawnee City 46-43. Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Sabetha live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Raleigh County. Hanover entertains Thayer Central. Frankfort's at Pawnee City. Axtell home to Donova West. Centralia hosting Nemaha Central. Diller O'Dell at HTRS, and Southern tips off at Palmyra.
Beware of the fog. The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
The big time thundering slam!
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Mention the name Wyatt Earp, and folks often quickly think of a shootout at the OK Corral. You aren't wrong for having those images, but you may be surprised at where that legend of the West spent most of his growing up years. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
When you think of Wyatt Earp, you probably think of the Wild West. But most of his growing up years were spent in Pella, Iowa.
He lived here while he was growing up between the ages of 2 and 16.
Jesse Galligan shares the story from the home where Earp lived as a teen.
This was a part of Pella's history that I think for a while was kind of shoved down. You know, Wyatt, is he a bad guy? Is he a good guy? Did he kill anybody? Who knows?
Today, visitors walk through Earp's home and listen and learn about his life. Wyatt's father was an Army recruiter. And a military life was what Wyatt desired.
His good friend Tommy Cox was able to go join the Army as a drummer, and he saw that and was so upset that he could not do the same. The story goes that multiple times he went down to the recruiting station and they turned him down and said, "No, we know your dad, and we know that you are not old enough to be part of the Army."
It was Earp's life in the West, specifically at the OK Corral in Tombstone, Arizona, for which most know him. The home here tracks his many stories from many places.
We have a room in our exhibit that just maps out everywhere he went after he headed west with his family in 1864 as a young man and then into his adulthood. And it's just fascinating to see the life that he led after 14-ish years of being right here in Pella.
Stories of Wyatt's youth here are sometimes hard to verify. But one tale has him and his brother in a fight with the Goss boys, who used their Dutch heritage to win the struggle.
One of the Goss boys pulled out his wooden shoe and threatened to toss it or hit Wyatt with the shoe, and then they went running back home. So that's one of our favorite stories.
It's a fun and interesting look at a legend of the Wild West who spent his formative years in the Midwest before embarking on a life that took him to many points in the nation. Drive on the Countryside in Pella, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Pygmy goats are a great pet for both rural and urban dwellers alike. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They're small, mellow animals, and you can even take them for a walk as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Looking for a herbicide as versatile and reliable as your favorite pocket knife? Anthem Flex Herbicide offers the versatility you need to keep your crops clean. Protect your wheat this season with unmatched flexibility and extended residual control of broadleaf weeds and tough grasses, including Italian ryegrass. Minimize resistance and help maximize yields with Anthem Flex Herbicide. Visit your FMC retailer or ag.fmc.com to learn more. Always read and follow all label directions.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Farm animals come in pint-sized packages. Adult pygmy goats are about the size of a medium-sized dog and are a nice fit for owners with limited space. Dory Lowell is the former business manager for the National Pygmy Goat Association and has many of the animals herself. She says the perfect pygmy goat will stand between 16 and 22 inches high at the shoulder. Its body looks like a round barrel, so much so that people often think it's pregnant. Pygmy goats can provide milk, but Lowell says because of their small size, they're mostly raised as pets and for show.
Typically, pygmy goats are a mellow type animal. They're friendly and loving little animals. We show them just like a dog on a leash. I know lots of people take their goats for walks. They learn to do that very easily, just like a dog would.
When you're not out for a stroll with your goats, they'll need a protective shelter to loaf around in. These goats are quite hardy, but don't like being out in the rain. Lowell says a 10-foot by 10-foot space is suitable for two pygmies. Pygmy goats are browsers. They prefer to nibble on twigs and leaves, and if you're not watching, they'll sneak a bite out of your flowers, too. The diet should also include a grass-type hay and a standard goat chow. Lowell says pygmies kept inside a fence are more apt to respect their boundaries than other goat breeds, but you'll have the occasional escapee.
What they will tend to do is go under fences as opposed to trying to go over because they are so short. It's amazing if they can get their head through something, they can often squeeze their whole body through it. So you want to make sure that your fences are tight to the ground and there's no dips or anything underneath them so that they can find that little spot to wiggle through and get out of.
Learn more about raising pygmy goats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Come ye to bed. Christmas favorites and brand new surprises with the King's Singers as they perform the holiday classics. The King's Singers Christmas is Saturday, December 2nd, 7 p.m. in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at MarshallCountyArts.org or call or text 785-859-4260. Experience the beautiful harmonies of the Grammy Award-winning group as they kick off their North American tour in Marysville. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
KNDY.
A Minnesota company mines protein gold from grain and oilseed leftovers. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Aparo Incorporated in the Minneapolis suburb of Eden Prairie is refining processes for extracting high-quality protein from crushed sunflower seeds. Carl Graydon is head of product and process development.
Our mission is more from less. And what that means, or how we put that into practice, is by finding underutilized crops, agricultural feedstocks, that we can upcycle into useful ingredients, primarily being protein.
For some time, says Graydon, the company was getting protein out of brewer's grains.
Brewer's grains are what's left over after the brewer has processed barley and other adjuncts into beer. And they're typically a waste product or a low-value feed with quite a high protein content still there.
Now, says Graydon, the company is shifting interest to sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds, other than what you buy in stores just to snack on, are primarily used for their oil content. And they're pressed at high heat with holes around. And so what's left over is this really low-value sunflower meal feed or waste product that still has a good nutritional profile there, but is really tough to turn into any useful ingredients.
The challenge, says Graydon, is keeping the quality of the proteins intact as they're extracted and processed. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters just a week or so ago, talking about what's going on with the latest in the ag industry.
Listen, it just seems like I've been with you for the 80 years of this association. But it is good to be back, and I think I've got quite a bit to talk about today.
He says some of the priorities he is working on with the U.S. Department of Agriculture is consolidation, or he says that he's looked throughout the history of the country when it comes to the Commissioner on Agriculture.
In the preface of that report, he talks about concerns that he has about consolidation of farmland and the impact that it had in history on what he believed to be the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire, and was suggesting that we in the United States need to keep an eye on that very issue.
He says since the 1980s, the Secretary of Agriculture at the time expressed similar concerns as the United States moved away from contained production to market orientation.
And some of you may remember Secretary Butts, who basically said to American farmers, hey, fence row to fence row. Plant whatever you can, produce whatever you can. Bob Berglund expressed similar concerns to what Isaac Newton expressed, which was, is this policy going to lead to larger farms and fewer farmers? And if so, is that a good thing?
Finally, he goes on to say that last year was the best farm income year in history for the U.S., yet he said he still was concerned as half the farms didn't make money, and 40% of farms that made money still need an off-farm job in order to support themselves.
I ask myself whether or not there has in fact been a decline in the number of farms, and if so, how much, and should we be concerned about it? Well, it turns out, since 1981 to the present time, we've lost 437,300 farms. That's one out of every six farms in this country gone. Just to give you a sense of how many farms that is, that's every farmer today in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Colorado gone. And the first question I think I ask audiences, including this one, is are we okay with that?
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns at manradio.com. That's ddowns at manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 7th through 9th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. OSU Extension Seminar scheduled for Thursday and Friday, and $1,000 in show bucks given away daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for full details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you set your round bales out for the cattle, take the time to remove the net wrap. The extra effort could save your animals' lives on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Looking for a herbicide as versatile and reliable as your favorite pocket knife? Anthem Flex Herbicide offers the versatility you need to keep your crops clean. Protect your wheat this season with unmatched flexibility and extended residual control of broadleaf weeds and tough grasses, including Italian ryegrass. Minimize resistance and help maximize yields with Anthem Flex Herbicide. Visit your FMC retailer or ag.fmc.com to learn more. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
The net wrap from round hay bales so the cattle won't eat it. Many producers leave it on because it's plastic and shouldn't be palatable. But never underestimate a curious or bored cow that's looking for something to chew on. Wes Lee is an extension ag educator at Oklahoma State University. He says when an animal swallows net wrap, it's hard to differentiate between a real illness and damage from plastic in their stomach.
Probably the most commonly reported symptom would just be weight loss or wasting away over a fairly long period of time, loss of appetite, diarrhea because of the net wrap blockage in the digestive system. Only liquids maybe can make it through. There's no bowel movements at all. It could be impaction to the plastic, and therefore it would create a bloating issue. They're possibly not able to belch because of that impaction in there.
Is baling twine an issue as well? Lee says North Dakota State University did a study on the digestion of twine going through cattle. They put the material into the rumen and looked at it 14 days later to see what was digested and what wasn't.
The sisal twine was being digested. About 70% of it, according to their study, was broken down. The biodegradable twine, the plastic twine, and then the plastic net wrap did not biodegrade at all. It was still 100% inside the rumen. The biodegradable twine is broken down by sunlight or UV light. There's none of that inside the rumen, so therefore it wouldn't be any different than a plastic twine.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about net wrap and its effect on cattle at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Moving through a Friday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit here for the final trading day of the week. We started off mostly lower in the grains. We're seeing things kind of mixed right now with corn and wheat up. Soybeans down a little bit on the day. Livestock started off higher, and we're seeing mostly lower numbers there. On the board, we'll see how we close in just a little bit. In the corn market, though, seeing some slight gains. December corn's up 5 1/4 at 467 even a bushel. The March corn's up 4 cents at 486 3/4 cents. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's up 3 1/2 cents at 646 3/4. March is up 1 3/4 cents at 644 3/4. In the oats market, December is off the board today at 374. The March oats are up 12 cents in the green to 382 even a bushel. Looking at your soybeans today, we have January beans sitting down in the red, 12 3/4 cents to 1330 even. March beans down by 12 1/4 at 1350 even. In the soybean meal, December's down 880, sitting at 433.40, with the January down 990 at 414.10. And soybean oil for December down 16 cents on the day at 52.13, with the January down 40 cents at 51.86. Canola market, they're taking a little bit of a hit today. January's down $15 at 685.30, with the March down 12.30 at 693.10. Cotton market is mixed, with December in the green, 8 pennies at 79.48. March is down 42 cents at 79.64. Looking at your U.S. dollar index today, we are a little bit red on the board, losing some of the gains from earlier this week. December index down 32 cents at 103.10. March index down 32 cents at 102.72. We have the euro sitting at 108, the British pound at 127. 30-year bonds for December right now sitting up 1 1/4 to 118.40. 10-year notes are up right now slightly, sitting at 110.12. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns at manradio.com. That's ddowns at manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love?
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The weed-toothed spurge is part of the same family as poinsettias and share many characteristics with the holiday plant. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses how to identify toothed spurge and control methods for it. She mentions a few tricks that people could use to recognize the plant.
Toothed spurge is a plant that is found all across the state of Kansas. As the name implies, it's in the spurge family. So we have toothed spurge that we're going to talk about today, but other folks might be familiar with spotted spurge or maybe prostrate spurge. Prostrate spurge is the one we oftentimes see growing in the sidewalks that grows real flat across the ground. You can amaze your friends by breaking off a piece of the stem, and you'll have this little milky sap that comes out. And that's a characteristic of the spurge family, is that milky sap. So tooth spurge, the plant we'll talk about today, has that. Also, poinsettias are in the spurge family, and they'll have that as well. So that sap can be a little toxic and cause skin irritation, eye irritation, things like that, right? Which is why we always get the big message about don't let your kids or your cats eat the poinsettias, right?
Lancaster says how the tooth spurge's flower isn't a common flower shape.
Tooth spurge is going to look a little bit like a poinsettia that forgot to change colors. So if you look at the top of the plant, it has flowers that are really not very noticeable at all. They're kind of a lime greenish color, and they look like little, like the inside of a jingle bell or something, sitting on top of the plant. And then there'll be a cluster of what looks like leaves around those. Those are actually bracts, so those are actually parts of the flower. In most flowering plants, those bracts are smaller, and their main function is to kind of protect the floral structures, the important floral structures for making seeds, right? But in plants like tooth spurge and poinsettia, those bracts become conspicuous. And that's what actually changes colors in our poinsettias, is the bracts.
She lists a few of the products that can be used to work on controlling the plant.
So this weed is not easily controlled with glyphosate, but you can use products like atrazine or metribuzin. So atrazine in our corn and sorghum programs, metribuzin in our soybean programs. Valor is also effective on this weed. So in a fallow system, folks might want to look at dicamba for control. So there are some options there. It's just we rely so much on glyphosate in the group 15s, and it's not very well controlled by those.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster with what should and shouldn't work for management of tooth spurge. Read more about the weed at www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Joined now on KNDY Radio by Sydney Feldman, who is with the Nebraska Ag Expo, coming up here quickly. Sydney, as we talk of the expo, when are the dates and where is it and what's going on?
Yeah, the Nebraska Ag Expo is December 5, 6, and 7 at the Lancaster Event Center in Lincoln. It's the second largest indoor ag show in the country.
How many years have you been working on it, and how many years has the expo been there in Lincoln?
Yeah, I've been with the association 10 years, but this is our 17th show that we'll be putting on this December.
How did this idea of hosting an Ag Expo in Lincoln this time of year come about?
There's kind of a pocket where there isn't any big shows happening in the wintertime, but more importantly, we run the Iowa Ag Expo, and we've been doing it for over nearly 120 years. And so we're really good at putting together and managing a show. It takes about 11 months to plan a full show. And so we decided with this nice facility over in Lincoln, why not do it there? So 16, 17 years ago, we had our first one, and it's grown to be even larger than our Iowa show.
Talking with Sydney Feldman here, the Nebraska Ag Expo happening December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Sydney, why does this time of year make it perfect to host an expo?
Well, it's a great time of the year. In Nebraska and Iowa, harvest gets done at a decent time, usually for most, especially with the dryness the last couple of years. They're usually out of the field and ready to do something different, but more importantly, plan for their next planting season. So all of these businesses, typically you'll find discounts and sales going on and year-end buying at its finest for farmers and ranchers that are planning ahead for 2024.
As we wrap up 2023, we want to share some big news from Alliance Insurance and let you know how we will need to navigate through the rest of the year. Long story short, we're moving to a new location. It will eventually be a good move, but the interim will be a little messy, as we will not be in our new permanent location until the middle of April. Although we are not able to reveal our new permanent location at this time, it will be announced in the coming weeks. We need to be out of our current building by December 15th, and the plan now is to move to a temporary location at 715 Center Street. It's across the street from Napa. We will have signage, but we will be next to New China Buffet's back entrance. That is the Center Street entrance. Nothing will change with your policy coverages or the servicing of your policies. We are excited about the move and our eventual new home, so please bear with us as we make the journey to get there. Thank you so much for your patronage and happy holidays from Tammy, Diana, and Jen, Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
There's wine to warm the middles now, and get your head a whirl. Around and round the room we go, the room we go, the room we go. Around and round the room we go, so get yourself a girl.
jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will greet Kris Kringle and another Christmas day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone.
One of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.